What's the matter for you? Drink of that water, you crazy elephant, you.
What's going on here, Martini?
Oh, boss. Weenie. You won't drink her water.
That's funny. The bulls are usually thirsty after the march. Oh, what's the matter, Queenie? You ain't going sick on me, are you? Oh, nice.
Ah, she's okay, boss.
See if you'll take her water now, Martini.
Sure. Here, Queenie. Drink it down.
Holy cow!
Wow. It's a good thing that bull was chained up. She'd have squeezed you into a puff.
Martha, did you? Oh, well. Hey, she's only faking it. I'm as good enough a bull to handle it to know when a bull's doing the Wallace trick.
Her eyes are too red for faking an attack, Martini. This bull has got it in for you. What have you been doing to her?
Me? Nothing, boss. You know me. As long as they treat to me right, treat to them right. That's my motto.
Hey, let me see that tail.
This one, boss?
No, this one. The one you dropped when Queenie charged you. Ah, that's all right now, Queenie. Hey, what's this in it? Lime. Martini, you've been putting lime in Queenie's drinking water. Why, you...
Now, wait a second, boss. Let me tell you.
Now, listen. You listen to me. It's a lucky thing for you that I found this out and not the main guy. Why, he'd have cut you to ribbons for mistreating the bull. All I'm doing is telling you to blow.
Now, listen, boss. Wait a minute.
Your money is waiting for you up at the white wagon. Now, you get it and start raising dust off this lot right now.
Okay.
Today's radio play, Added Attraction, is based on a most colorful story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Tomlinson's 150-piece symphony brass band is now playing the overture. Of the Great Tomlinson Circus has the honor to present for your appreciative gaze the splendiferous and spectacular galaxy of performers and animals in the grand entry.
Oh, look, Alvin, here come the elephants.
Yeah. Look at the pagodas jiggling on them.
Howdy.
It's a wonder that one of them pagodas don't fall off.
Howdy,
how are you?
Oh, don't try to be funny, Alvin.
Who's trying to be funny? You said howdy, didn't you?
Certainly, but I wasn't greeting you. I was correcting you. Them ain't pagodas. They're howdy.
Well, whatever the fee, it's a wonder one of them don't fall off the way the elephant jiggles when they take a step.
Oh, look, Alvin. There's the bareback riders.
Yeah. Hey, Alvary. Now I know why they call them bareback riders.
Huh?
They don't have no clothes to their backs.
Alvin.
Well, look at them.
I'm not innocent. You look at them.
Don't worry. I am.
Oh, here come the clowns. Aren't they a scream?
That red-headed one with the big nose. He reminds me of someone I know. Now, who the dickens is it?
I'm sure I don't know. All your friends are so peculiar. Aren't those horses beautiful?
Yes. Now, who does that clown remind me of?
Look, the balking you. Ain't that the funniest thing?
He reminds me of your brother.
Alvin Undertop. How dare you say that mule reminds you of my brother?
I didn't say the mule reminded me of your brother.
You did so? I heard you with my own ears.
I wasn't talking about the mule. I just remembered it was your brother that the clown reminded me of.
Oh, so my brother's a clown, is he?
Now, Elvary, don't go starting nothing. I'm sorry I mentioned it. Look, there goes the elephant back through the flap in the tent. Wonder what it's like back of that flap.
Down, Queenie. Down, baby, while we get your auto off. Now, here, Jerry. You hold my bullhook while I loosen the halter rope.
Hey, how do you guys lead an elephant with this thing? It looks like a sawed-off boat hook.
What can you expect from a canvasman?
Well, what do you do with it? Stick him through the ear?
Oh, still, Queenie. Through the ear, Jerry. Why, say, a bull's hide is so thick, nothing will go through it. We stick the hook in the lower lip right here, see? Yeah, it's as tender as a boil, and you can lead him like a poodle dog. All right, Queenie, I'll be through in a minute.
Well, what do you know about that? It fits all safe, ain't it? Look at the wind jammers in there under the big top.
Yeah, they're playing hot spots tonight. A capacity house. Patch on the score to the ring curve.
When did you do your trick, Joe?
Well, first comes the seal, then the cat, and then us.
Oh, I thought you came after the play cat.
Who, us? Say, Queenie's the star lady bull of this canvas opera. We don't come after nobody. Any trick in front of Queenie and me is just a build-up.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Claire. How's the cat?
All right. Say, did you see who's sitting out in the star back?
Who?
That ex-helper of yours. The one whose name sounds like a cocktail.
Martini?
That's the guy, Martini. I lamped him in the grand entry.
Say, how did he get a ducat? Is he in on the long?
I don't know, but there he sits in the front row, big as life and twice as natural.
That's funny. I didn't lamp him in the speck as we rode around the hippodrome track. Hey, Jerry, hang on to Queenie. I want to see where this guy is sitting. I don't want no trouble.
Well, come along, then. We've got to hurry. The seal act is on.
Now, listen, Jerry. If I can't get back before the ringmaster blows for my trick, lead Queenie into the main ring for me, will you?
With that hook in her lower lip?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you get back. Maybe Queenie will be leading me with the darn hook in my lower lip.
You won't have any trouble. After you get Queenie into the connection, she can bring herself into the ring.
Hurry up, Joe. The seal act is on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness the climatic performance of Professor Zavetti's trained seals, Lena and Rudolph, who, without any mechanical assistance, will play on a set of musical horns. Introducing Lena, the musical seal. Introducing Rudolph, the wonder seal.
There's Martini. See him? Right down there in front of the boss windjammer.
Yeah. I wonder what he's doing here. Maybe he'll try to crab my act.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next artist on this program this evening.
I gotta get my cat to number one. Yeah. I'm on next. Why don't you speak to Martini while I'm putting my baby through the hoop?
That's a good idea, Claire. Thanks. I will.
Introducing Madame Claire Latour.
Hello, Martini.
Why, hello, boss. I mean, Joe.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Why, I'm a seeing in the show. I work in this town, you know.
I didn't know.
Sure, gotta go to steady job in a factory down by the river.
Yeah? Now listen, Martini, you ain't aiming to start trouble during Queenie's and my trick, are you?
Nah, me? Of course not, the boss. I'm just here to see the troop of work.
You're sure about that?
Sure, I'm sure.
No hard feelings about me firing you last season.
No, what?
Well, I thought there might be.
You think I'm here to break up your act, huh?
Well, that's what I thought when I heard you were sitting up here in the red. The main guy give you along?
No, sirree. No passer for me. I pay for my ticket and in good or hard to cash you, boys.
Now, listen, Martini. Why don't you wander out in the backyard during the next act? You can see plenty of the roughnecks and helpers you used to know. Come on, I'll take you out through the connection.
Thanks, Joe. But I think I'll stay right here for the main show. Maybe, yeah. Hey. You got a good program this year, Joe. The madam's cats down there are great.
Yeah.
Good work, good work. Bravo, bravissimo.
Listen, Martini, listen. There's no use of beating about the bush. Now, I think it'd be healthier for all of us if you take a walk during the next act. See a grind show or take a gander at the picture gallery. He's the new one this season.
What? What's the matter with the next act?
Oh, well, it's something I don't think you'd be interested in.
No? Wait. I look it up in the Bible.
Oh, I didn't see you had a program. I'll save you the trouble. The next act is Queenie and me.
Oh, by all means, I spare you then.
Well, will you move your seat for my trick? You can come back as soon as the frying fans give us a fanfare at the end.
Now, listen, sir. You got me all wrong. You was right to fire me last season. I played a dirty trick on a Queenie.
You sure did. Why?
Well, it was because Well, what the difference was. I want to get even with her, that's all. So I put the lime in her drinking water. You fired me, all right. Now I'm got a good, the softest, steady job in this town. Why should I make a trouble for you?
Well, that's mighty decent of you to look at it that way, Martini. A lot of guys would nurse a grudge.
Not to me. Not to Giovanni Martini. Treat them right, if they treat you right. That's my motto.
Yeah, I remember.
And you treated me right.
Well, I'm glad you look at it that way. I only done what was the best thing. A Queenie would have mauled you sooner or later if you'd have stuck around. Elephants get their revenge. And that's another reason why I wish you'd make a parade for yourself during our act.
Oh, what? You think Queenie still remember the lime in her drinking water?
Yes, and you.
You make me laugh, Joe. That's been over 1 year since that happened. Queenie sees thousands of men in that time. And she never lay eyes on me.
Well, I'm afraid she'll lay eyes on you sitting up there tonight. Be honest, Martini. I fired you that day to save you from being killed. And tonight, I'm begging you to save your own life by moving out of here during our turn. Now, this is the last time. Will you leave here?
Your dad, Ellison, wants to see me in this crowd. I want to make a move.
Okay, Martini. I've warned you.
Hey, the cats are almost through. You better hurry into the ring. Good luck, Joe.
Same to you.
Hey, Carlo.
Where's your bull? You're on the kinker.
Hey, listen, Carlo, put us in number three ring, will you?
You work in number one, same as always.
No, just this once. You gotta change it. You gotta do it.
Listen, kinker, I'm not the main guy. I'm just the ringmaster. You're slated for number one ring, and that's where you'll perform.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Claire.
Yeah?
Stick around, will you?
Sure, what's up?
Well, I tried to get Martini to move out of the star back over there, but he won't.
Oh.
And I'm afraid Queenie will spot him and make trouble. Now, I'll try to keep her face in this way. You keep your eye on Martini. I'm going to give them brown cow tonight.
You're not going to cut the act short.
I've got to. I mustn't keep Queenie out here too long.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Lady Elephant, Queenie!
Take your bow, Queenie. Now, lift me up. Up, Queenie! That's it. Down, Queenie. Let me down. That's it. There. You see Martini?
Yep, he's still there.
Over this way, Queenie. Now, ring the bell. Now, drink your champagne, Queenie. Ah, that's it. Now, stagger for the customers.
Play it entirely to this side. What's the big idea? Give the other side a break. Make that bull take a bow on that side.
No, Carlo, please. Let me get Queenie out of here.
The bull takes a bow, I said.
Okay. Turn around, Queenie. Bow.
She's seen him, Claire. Claire, hand me my hook. Get that bull back here in the ring. She'll kill somebody.
That's just what I was sure she was going to do.
Queenie, stop. Come back here.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the flying bull without any net. This daredevil, dangerous, and
death-defying
act will now unfold before your upward gaze.
Alvin, look. That crazy elephant's going to kill somebody as sure as you're a foot high.
Don't be silly, Elvira. It's all part of the show. It's an added attraction.
Oh, look. It's going right up into the seat. It picked up that Italian-looking man. I can't look anymore. Did it throw him down?
Yep. Pretended to kneel on him, kid. It's a great act, all right.
He's killed, I tell you. Yeah, look, they're carrying him out.
It's an act, Elvira. They wouldn't let an elephant hurt one of the cash customers. Jeez, the trainer's got him hooked. He's leading them out through that flap in the tent.
I warned him, Sweeney. I warned him. I told him you'd pay him back. And you did, didn't you?
Be sure to read the exciting details of a mad elephant who stampeded the circus crowd. The story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, a magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will be found under the title, Crushed Under the Foot of the Circus Elephant. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you. Our radio play today, Strange Journey, is based